A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for February 15th, 2022. New York City fired 1,430 workers who didn't comply with the city's vaccine mandate. Hundreds more got the shots after being notified they were getting fired. Of the fired workers, about 64% worked for the education department. Hong Kong's going to offer vaccines to kids as young as 3. Previously, the age limit was 5. Schools extended a suspension of in-class teaching for 2 weeks to March 6th. Additionally, only vaccinated people will be allowed in shopping malls and supermarkets, and churches, hair salons, and other businesses have been ordered to close. Hong Kong has fully vaccinated 73% of its eligible population, not including children. Deltacron. It's real, but how dangerous is it? UK health officials confirmed they're monitoring the combination of Delta and Omicron and think it evolved in a Brit who caught both variants at the same time. Originally, the combo was dismissed, but UK health officials see it as a legitimate threat. Heartburn is no fun, but a new study says if you're on a heartburn medication, that could have helped ease COVID symptoms. Famotidine, the main ingredient in Pepcid, saw symptoms like breathing difficulties, abdominal pain, and changes to smell and taste resolve faster for those who were taking it. The lead in the study said it's not an antiviral drug, but it can prevent inflammation. In New Zealand, the latest weapon to harass vaccine mandate protesters is Barry Manilow. Hundreds descended on the Parliament building, so police blasted a 15-minute loop of some of the more upbeat Manilow songs like Copacabana. It wasn't all Barry. They blasted the Macarena as well. The new tactic was tried when turning sprinklers on them didn't work. They just dug trenches and made drain pipes. In the United States, cases were down 67%, deaths are down 3%, and hospitalizations are down 35% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Mississippi, Virginia, West Virginia, Kansas, and Arkansas. There are 28,381,019 active cases in the United States. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Nome Census Area, Alaska; Scott, Tennessee; Unicoi, Tennessee; Overton, Tennessee; Estill, Kentucky; McNary, Tennessee; Cannon, Tennessee; Fentress, Tennessee; Perry, Kentucky; and Macon, Tennessee. There have been 922,474 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Rhode Island at 79.9%, Vermont at 79.8%, with Maine at 78%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Alabama at 49.9%, Wyoming at 50.3%, and Mississippi at 50.5%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 64.4%. Globally, cases were down 30% and deaths up 13% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 25th. There are 72,267,291 active cases around the world. The 5 countries with the most new cases: Russia, 180,456, Germany, 127,449, Japan, 80,234, the United States, 79,155, and Turkey, 76,632. There have been 5,825,680 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.